This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria starting today. Before planning for Russia, Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said that these visits will be a wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with Russia and Austria, with whom India has time-tested friendship. Modi also said that he is looking forward to interacting with the Indian community living in these countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit, and this will be his first ever visit to Austria. On the India-Russia relationship, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to reviewing all aspects of bilateral cooperation with his friend President Vladimir Putin and sharing perspectives on various regional and global issues. The Prime Minister said that the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia has advanced over the past 10 years in many sectors. The sectors including energy, security, trade, investment, health, education, culture, tourism and people-to-people exchanges. On his Austria visit, the Prime Minister said Austria is India's steadfast and reliable partner and both the countries share the ideals of democracy and pluralism. Modi said that he will meet President Alexander Van der Bellen and Chancellor Karl Nehammer during his visit. Akashvani's correspondent reports that defense trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections will be the key agenda during the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. The issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The Hemant Soren government today won the vote of confidence in the Jharkhand Assembly. 45 Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led alliance legislators voted in favor of the confidence motion. Earlier, Chief Minister Hemant Soren moved a confidence motion in the State Assembly where a debate was held. During the division of the votes, the opposition created a ruckus and shouted slogans against the Soren government. The House adjourned sine die after the trust vote. The 48-year-old Soren was sworn in as Chief Minister of the state on July 4th, within a week of being granted bail in a money laundering case tied to an alleged land scam. The oath ceremony of ministers is likely to be held this afternoon. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. The Supreme Court has commenced hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical tests and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The lawyers representing a petitioner started these submissions, saying that they were seeking the cancellation of exam on grounds such as paper leak, OMR, sheet manipulation, impersonation and cheating. In a reply, the court stated that cancellation of the exam is the extreme last resort. The Chief Justice of India said that the fact that the sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. However, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra is hearing a total of 38 petitions related to the exam today. The joint military exercise Maitri 2024 between the Indian Army and the Royal Thailand Army is currently underway in Tak Province, Thailand. This exercise marks a significant milestone in fostering military cooperation and enhancing the operational capabilities of the two nations under the United Nations Charter. According to a press release from the PRO Defense, troops from both contingents have been actively engaged in rigorous training sessions focusing on counter-insurgency and counter-terrorism operations in jungle and urban environments. The exercise emphasizes the exchange of best practices with soldiers from India and Thailand, sharing and imbibing each other's expertise. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.